Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the Lisa Experience. We had a wonderful day. God really blessed us with the sun, the shine. We were able to take off some of our layers and just enjoy the day and just see how wonderful it could be that spring is coming and we'll be able to do the things that we love to do outdoors instead of everything indoors. Tonight, before I start, I want to say prayers out to my girlfriend, Lois Williams, for a healthy recovery, or just healthy, trying to make it day by day. Lois Williams. I want to give a shout out to the birthdays this week. Many birthdays came in March. Pisces, as you know, tomorrow is my birthday. I'll be turning 65. And hopefully, you know, I'll make it that day. I'm a stepping stone a couple hours away into making it. A lot of people don't get a chance to make it to 65. I'm very thankful and grateful to be going into that new chapter in life of being a true senior citizen and all the things that come with it. Tonight we're going to be talking about freedom. And, of course, freedom comes with living in America. Living in America. So, you know, I'd like to go back sometime and talk a little bit about certain things to bring us up towards what I want to talk about this evening. Freedom. What is freedom? Freedom has a lot of ways of describing it. The first time everyone remember freedom was the first time that you stood up on your two feet and you took your first step and you walked away, not as a baby anymore, but as a toddler. Freedom to move around, freedom to go around the house the way you wanted to, freedom to touch things, freedom to be as tall as some of the things that looked so big to you as you crawled on the floor and had to look up, freedom to walk with your mother and your father and go in different rooms and feel your toes touching the floor as you make steps towards a life of growing to become a young man or a young girl or your lady. Freedom. The next thing, freedom, is the day that your parents took you to school. And as they walked you in and you stayed there and you was around kids of your own age, or five, some could be six, and you sat down, and that was another part of freedom. Freedom to learn how to read and be with other children your own age and get to find out about the world. Freedom, living in America. And then as you move forward, you get a little freedom because your parents let you go outside and you could be with your friends, and freedom that you could do a little bit that you want to do, that they don't have to be saying, over here, sit down here, go there. You was able to make a little couple of choices on your own. Freedom, living in America. Some people take freedom for granted. Freedom comes to some people at all costs. Some people will do anything for freedom. Some people, we just get it, and then we don't even realize that we have it until a situation comes up, and then we realize that either we're not free at all, or that we are freed in more than we think we are. Freedom, living in America. We take for granted the big lady that lives in the ocean in New York, holding her lantern and her crown on top of her head, welcoming people from other countries over to freedom, America, land of opportunity, land of milk and honey, freedom. But a lot of people didn't have that chance to see the lady holding the lantern and with a crown and welcome us to America. Some people had to come over in other different ways. Some people had to hide, travel all the way over just to get free for a better life from where they came from. My favorite person was Harriet Tubman. They decided that she was supposed to be a slave and she wanted to be free. So what she did was she took the role of the underground Railroad and became and walk towards freedom. But she didn't have that. She didn't have that luxury of having the Statue of Liberty waving her in and telling her come to a better place in life. She only had a chance to look up in the sky and see the Star of the North. And that led her to the North to a freedom for her and the people that she brung as many times as she took, ran the Underground Railroad to get to freedom. Freedom. Some people don't realize the sacrifice people had to do to be free. I remember my first time seeing the Statue of Liberty and the way she glowed. It was at night, the way they had the lights and she was glowing. And it just astounded me that how a person of that statue and what she represented, freedom, for people to come over and make a better life for themselves. We take it for granted. We take a lot of things for granted. We take for granted that we could work for a living. We take for granted that we could get some of the things we want in life. We take for granted that we could go any place we want. Some people don't have that freedom to do and make choices. But as we live in this normal that we got now called America, it's not as free as we think it is. We live in a place now that your life could be taken away from you and nobody had to pay for it. We live in a country that things that you work hard for and could be snatched away from you in a blink of an eye. We live in a place that people charge what they want for to make a living, knowing that it's hard for people to survive on the money that they make. We live in a place that people make promises of how they're going to make it better for you, but we never get to see better. We live in a place that is all about getting body loving. Freedom, living in America. We watch people come over constantly for a better life. And then they get over here and they forget about the people already over here and they just think that they're the only ones here. They don't try to join in and say that, okay, we're coming over here to make a better life. Let's love each other because we want a better life just like the ones that's here. But they come over and they want to just think that they're the only people that's here. What happened to the melting pot? What happened to the pot of all people that came from everywhere loving up on each other or just respecting each other or not just thinking they're the only group of people here? I remember when I was growing up, my parents were from the South and they didn't talk proper English, but they talked from the South. And from living in the house with them, we didn't talk proper English. We talked as our parents did. And I remember going to a job and my boss telling me, oh, I don't like that slang you're talking. What slang is that? The slang you talk. I said, that's the way I talk. They made us speak English, proper English. But now we live in America, land of the free. Everywhere you walk, you don't hear English. You hear all type of languages, which is okay. But are we here to unite or are we here just to come and get what we need and go back to where we was at? You know, what kind of life are we living? What kind of purpose do the United States have? What mission do we have? Are we people that want to help each other or are we just people that want to help our own people? Because sometimes I can't tell. Living in America, is it really that we come over here or we're here to make it better for us or we just come to make it a country of just making money and power? Is it about power? And then dogging out the underdog? It's very sad how we live now in America. I remember being a kid and we had to stand up and salute the flag and sing the song that comes behind saluting the flag. But we didn't know what we were singing. We didn't even know what we were saying. We didn't even know the words. We just mimicked the words because that's what we heard. And we said them same words from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade, the same words, not knowing that later on when we really realized what the words were, there was no truth really to them because we're not equal. I remember that we sat in the back of the classroom. I remember that we couldn't go in certain stores. We couldn't eat in certain restaurants. But yet, when we saluted the flag, we said that we was equal. Says to which it stand, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, do we all get justice now? Or did we ever get justice? You know, words are very vital, but they got to have meaning and truth to them. Are we truly a free country, or are we a country that follows what everyone tells us? And the reason why I decided to talk about freedom is because as we move into a new year, and now we see that it's time to vote for a new president, and they both talk, you know, about what they could do for us or what they could give us or how they're going to make it better for us. And then as time go by, we just get to the point that we really don't believe they're going to give us anything they're telling us, but we just have, oh, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican. And if some people truly do know what each party represent and going to offer to you, but most of us just go and we just vote. And then we complain about we didn't get anything from that person that we voted for from. We really got to start paying attention to the things that we give our signature, our vote, and our word to, and that we listen and we abide by. We see cops beating us down. Nobody go to jail. We see people getting shot, dying, mothers just burying their children, and everybody just say sorry and move on. We study have wars. Every time we get a president, some new war comes out, and we have to go in battle. We've been battling wars since I've been here. Freedom. Don't we want some type of peace or security or just a place that is truly for the people? People travel all the time. I always hear people say, oh, I'm going on a cruise or I'm going to another country. But we don't even got our country fixed. We study going to all these other countries to see how they live or be on a part of the tourists. But what about here? What about where we at now, United States? Don't we have beautiful places here? Why aren't we willing to go and see the things that we have? Well, one thing, we work all the time. We work to make a living, work to have some things in life, work to take care of our children. We work hard all the time, and then we hear all the time on the news how the United States send money over to other countries to help them out. But then when we needed help 2-3 years ago, we got a little bit of money, each of us, but it wasn't really a lot like they give to other countries. And most of the money, we work for it. It's like I'm becoming a senior citizen. Social Security only gave me a certain amount of money. It's not what you make when you work. You're on an allowance. You got to try to make ends meet. You work your whole life, and you got to make ends meet. And then they say, oh, when you retire, you could do the things you want. How could you do anything you want to do, and you're on a fixed income? And then they give us insurance, Medicare. And then most of the doctors don't even want to accept it because they can't get full benefit or payment. So then you have to just get whatever kind of medical care you could get. Then we have our towns we live in and our taxes that we pay. And then we ride around and we see trash all on the streets, holes, potholes all in the roads. And then we drive around paying car payments and high insurance while cars being tore down, hitting potholes at night that we can't see, running over trash that people done either threw out or been thrown out. It's supposed to be the land of the beautiful. It's supposed to be beautiful. Land of the free, home of the brave. Sometimes I think that people with power really don't see. Do they drive around? Do they really look and see what the towns look like that they are part of? Do they really look and drive through and see how it looks, or are we the only one that's looking? Living in America. We want more for our kids. But it seemed like they get in the worst hand of the stick more than we did. They got to be afraid of how they walk. They walk. They got to be careful. They got to watch their back. Always something going on. It's really sad. You want more for your kids. We don't have to truly be equal, but at least be fair. People don't even want to be fair. You go into the stores, tell you how much stuff is going to be. Oh, I'm not making enough money off of that. I can't charge that. I got to make a living. What about us? We got to make a living. You go into a bank for them to help you. You study all your money deposit in the bank, and you go there for help, and then they tell you we got to turn you down because you got bad credit or you don't have a history. What kind of history? Every 2 weeks you get out a check in your bank where you could lend it to other people, but you can't give it to the ones that is banking at your bank. You drive through town and you see homeless people all over. You can't even go to a drive-thru unless a homeless person is begging for money. We're supposed to be better than that. Why do we got homeless people? What's going on? You study, see buildings being built, high-rises. Who's moving in them? Who's paying for them? Who's paying the rent? That drive around, but do we feel safe? Do we even want to call them? I hear people say all the time, I called the cops, they came 2 hours later. I remember the time you called the cops, they was there for you to hang the phone up. You trusted them. You knew they was going to come and help you out. You take it for granted. A lot of people died trying to be free. A lot of people died trying to make other people ask them to be free. How many people did things to make it better for other people, other generations? Even though they wouldn't get to see it, they tried to make it better for future generations. I was looking through papers the other day, and I always thought my father only had a fourth grade education. And I was going through the papers, and I found that my father had went to night school and got his he got his diploma. He went to school 76 weeks at night, evening, to make it better for himself. And this was in 1966. He wasn't even able to go to school as a kid because he had to work in the field and help his mother out. Here we is. We get free school. We get free school, and we still don't want to be bothered, don't even want to go to school. You see people on phones all day long, but they don't even talk to each other. You can sit somewhere in a bus or a doctor's office, even at work, everybody got their phone in their hand, and nobody don't say anything. After good morning, you don't even hear from nobody until they saying good night. All we do is watch what's on our phones and on and social media. Freedom. We gotta start thinking about it. It's more to it. I was thinking today, and I was telling my daughter, my granddaughter, why did the United States pick the bald eagle to be their mascot? My granddaughter said, oh, they teach us that in school. And my daughter said, yeah, I remember, but I can't remember what it was. So I looked it up, and it said that it could fly 30 miles an hour, but when it see a prey, it could do 100. When it see a prey, it don't take its eyes off of it until it decides to fly down and pick it up. A bald eagle, when he meets some his mate, they mate for life. If that mate happened to die, he's allowed to get another mate. Some people don't even get another mate. They have to be by themselves, like the geese. Once they mate die, that's why they always say, don't kill them or don't run over them, because if they're together and that one dies, he's alone for the rest of his life. Freedom. To live a life of happiness and abundance. And I know we talk all the time about what we should do and how we should do it. And I know that most of it is not going to even really happen, because we're living in a time that, you know, people are not really even thinking about the things that some people are thinking about. It's just trying to make it, trying to do what they could do for themselves and the people around them. But we don't live in a bubble. We live on the earth, and we live with people and animals and all other things. And we got to get back to thinking about that it's not just us on the earth, it's other people. And we don't have to befriend everyone, but we could be cordial and respecting to everyone. You can't even hold the door open. You're going in the elevator, everybody's coming out. We're going down the stairs, everybody's coming out. We open the door. Most people can't even open the door anymore for people. They just open for the door for whoever they're going in with, and they close the door. And, I mean, it's okay, but we all are moving towards that same path in life. And maybe one day we can't hold the door, or we can't open the door, or maybe we need the door open. I was going in the doctor's office the other day, and me and two other people was going, and they didn't know where they was going, and it was like, how we get here? And I said, you know, I follow the signs, and I follow my way, and they followed me. And then when I found the elevator, it was like, we're going to an eye doctor. And so I looked on the board, and I said, it's on the third floor. And we got in the elevator, and I went my way, and they went their way. But these were the same people when I was walking in, didn't hold the door open for me. But see, I took out time to answer their questions and be there for them. That's what I'm saying. Unity, togetherness, just respect for another human being. We're going to take a break. We're going to listen to a song, and we're going to come back. Bro, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're waiting for the song.
You want the break song? Okay, hold up.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I've roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was sounding. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Coastal Waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun came shining and I was strolling, the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling, and the fog was lifting, a voice was chanting. This land was made for you and me. As I went walking, I saw a sign there, and on the sign it said no trespassing. But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, the sound was made for you and me. In the shadow of the steeple, I saw my people that I really fought with. I could see my people as they stood there hungry. I stood there asking, is this land made for you and me? Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking that freedom highway. Nobody living can ever make me turn back. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
This land was made for me and you. We came a long way. a long, long way. Sometimes I ride around and I remember what Patterson looked like when I was a kid. And it looked so different. And I remember how it was, the houses looked different when I was growing up, and the stores and the people and how we used to dress and how we all spoke to each other, how we cared, how we respected each other. Didn't matter what we looked like or if we were different. We cared because we was human. I remember me and my brother when we was young, and we would go down south every summer to visit our grandparents. And we would go down to our cousin's house, and we would spend a day there. And we remember that they didn't live like we lived up in the city. But it didn't matter. We went down there every day, and we played with them, and we talked to them. And we went down there every summer, and we got to learn what it was like to live somewhere different. Everybody lives different. Everybody don't have the same things. But it don't matter. You're still human. You still deserve to be treated with respect. And when we would go shopping with my mother and father and my grandparents, and we would go downtown, and my grandmother would tell us the rules, what we were supposed to do and what we couldn't do. Because it was the South, and you couldn't do anything you wanted. And we was from the North, but we didn't know a lot of the rules. So she would tell us. And I remember a lot of people in the stores would call my father boy. And I would be like, wow. And my father would just answer them. And they would be like, who you belong to, boy? And my father would say his mother's name. And we're like, oh, we know her. You know, because she was the older lady. Freedom came a long way. People before us fought to fight, fight to fight, for us to get where we at now. And we just on a whole nother page. A whole nother page. Tonight, I'm going to let my brother come in a little bit and help me out. Bro, you there?
Yeah, you got a call.
I got a call, okay. You can let him in. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you
doing?
Hey,
what's up?
Hi.
A little late, but I'm here.
Okay. Well, you know, I depend on you. I try to get your homeboy just in case.
Yeah.
Well, let me say something to Randy, then I'm gonna let you chime in. Let me say something to Randy. Won't you give us a little story of how you respect being free?
I don't really know like that word, like when people say free, I don't know how to associate that with nowadays, because when you think of being free, the first thing you think of is, you know, when somebody was a slave or something and they became free. I guess because we all somewhat born free. Somewhat, you know, after everything that our forefathers went through. But I was looking at something in the Oxford Dictionary when they said freedom, and they said that freedom is the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. So I was thinking, if it's the power or right to act, speak, and think, I mean, we all got the power. We all got the right to act how we want to, you know. I mean, as long as you ain't breaking no laws, we all got the right to speak how we want to. I think that's the First Amendment. I mean, and everybody got the right to think how you want to. You know, nobody can hinder your thinking. They can't even really hinder your speaking. Your acts could be hindered, maybe if he was going to murder somebody or something like that, but just far as acting within reason and, I guess, with decency and all that. So, everybody should be free. I know certain people, I mean, I remember when Malcolm X used to say, we still not free because of all the laws that we created, that we live by, was created to build and uplift and build white people and, you know, take away and destroy from the black race. And I guess those are the same laws that was in the 60s is the same. Most of them is the same laws as now. So what I'm trying to say is that word freedom, it's a trick. It's a tricky question. It's like a trick question. You know what I mean? You free somewhat, but then still you not free. Cause like I said, if you free by your own ways and actions, if you want to, but if you're trying to be free, compared to, being a, what they would say, a positive citizen or something like that, then I guess being a black person, we still free, but we still under, like, the white people rules and regulations, because same thing that white people, rules for white people is different from rules for what black people. Like what I mean, like by if a black person did something and a white person did the same crime, then the black person, like, we automatically get more time or more reprimanded more or penalized more. We receive more justice than white people. So far as stuff like that, I don't consider we gonna be free. Far as money, it don't really matter how much money you got in this world. People still gonna look at you how they wanna look at you, no matter how free you think you is or how holy or mighty or religious or what. People still gonna look at you like, you know, if you are non-white, they still going to look at you like you are non-white. I mean, but would that matter if you had $1 million? I mean, I guess not. So, like, I could go on and on, like, seesawing with that freedom word, because I guess freedom is in the – to me, I guess it's in the – to me, my me. I think freedom is in the eye of the beholder. Because you got some black people, you get Muslims like might come up here and say we not free. Then you got some original people, black people might say, yo, I am free. I do what I want to do. Then you might have some people that's in prison right now who might think another way about the word freedom. Then you might have some politicians and people who make the vote on laws and, like, counseling and all that, you know, they might feel a different way about freedom. So anyway, in a whole nutshell, what I'm saying is I believe freedom is in the eye of the beholder. Me, I feel free. You know what I mean? They used to say that I used to be studying lessons, like, from the 5%, the Nation of Islam. They used to say that freedom was the when you free. Well, they used to say it like this: freedom is when you free the dumb. So when you free the dumb, from a devil civilization. But that really just mean that when they said dumb, they didn't really mean like, because that's a harsh word, but they meant like when, like they call people like blind, deaf, and dumb. Like you blind to the fact, or you dumb to the fact, or you know, you blind to the fact, you dumb to the fact, or something like that. What the fact is that, you know, knowing that that until black people get together and build their own land and have their own stuff and have their own circumference and they, you know, their own stores and their own banks and their own schools, until we have our own stuff and separate ourselves from the powers that be, that could be the white people or the whoever you want to call the powers that be, until you and gain knowledge of yourself. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is when you get knowledge of yourself is that knowing who you is and knowing where you from, knowing your origin in the universe, and knowing where you, you know, where you've been and knowing where you're going, until you gain all that, then I guess they were saying like you was kind of, you know, you was blind, deaf, and dumb. But anyway, the whole thing, like I said a few minutes ago, the whole thing is I could go on and on about that word freedom, really. But when it all boils down to it, it's just it's in how you feel about being free. If you feel like you free, then, I mean, I guess you free. I feel like I'm free. I mean, I do what I want to do. I think how I want to think. I act how I want to act. I mean, of course, I'm not going to go out there and kill nobody and rob nobody, because I'm not a savage in pursuit of happiness or nothing like that. I'm just a person that's like living day to day, trying to make it in this, in the world. So I believe that I'm free. You know, I don't know how everybody else see it. Some people might say they're not free because of the law. Some people might say they're not free because white people control all the stuff that they control, or whatever. But I feel like I'm free. As far as all the stuff from slavery time and way back then, I'll never understand that either. I'll never understand how all the slaves and all the black people that it was in this world, and they let a certain amount of white people keep them captive, not only physically but mentally, you know, and feared and all that stuff. I've never understand, but I mean, I can't say everybody, because like you spoke about Harriet Tubman. She wasn't with it. It's a list of people we don't even know about. We just know about like Harriet Tubman and Nat Turner and I can't think of nobody else. Was maybe Marcus Garvey or someone. I can't think of everybody right now, but we only know about people that. But it had to be plenty of other people who wasn't just sitting around saying they was gonna be slaves, but slavery happened, and it happened for what, 400 years, and I'd never understand that. First of all, I wasn't there, you know, so it's easy for me to say I wouldn't have been afraid, or I would have ran away, or it's easy to say that because I wasn't there, but just to wrap your mind around it and think about a whole plantation of black people, and you got a family, the owner, maybe his sons or his whatever, the overseers, or let's say 10 or 20 people, let's say that on a plantation, white people, but let's say about 100 slaves, it don't add up to me. But that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, but thank you. That's brought up some good points about it. And you're right. Freedom, like I was saying earlier, freedom means a lot of to a lot of different people. But the reason why I said about freedom is that freedom changes in every generation as time go on. Like you said, 400 years ago, it was freedom in a different light. Now we looking in 2024, freedom comes in another package. So we always evolving, trying to get to that point of what freedom means to us. But let me cue in Shadi. How you doing, Shadi?
I'm good.
What is your take on it? My brother, he did pretty good, but what is your take?
What, freedom? I mean, freedom to me is a state of mind. You know what I mean? And a lot of us, you know, are we truly free with our state of mind? Even the fact that, you know, I put something up on my site stating that at one point or another, every people on this planet been a slave. So why is it that we are constantly reminded or reminding each other of slavery? And how long we been saying we've been slaves for 400 years? So, I mean, if we go back 200 years, you know, I'm convinced, like Jay Sean saying, like, how could 10 people control 100 people? Now, mentally, that's how they can control. It's the same thing that's being done now, because we're being controlled mentally more so than anything else, because that whole slave mentality really hasn't left us, because we still have the outlook of we at the mercy of the so-called descendants of the slave masters. And when we really look at it, we have to examine how and why would it be so necessary for us to believe that we were brought here from Africa and made to work for free so that you can be comfortable now working and giving your money away when they want it. Because if you look at it, that you worked, your ancestors worked for nothing. Now that you working and you're able to get some of your money, but they decide how much they're going to take out of it. I mean, you when you look at it, that makes you all right with that. It makes you all right with saying Uncle Sam can take this amount of money. Uncle Sam can take that amount of money. We're being taxed. And a lot of us don't know why, because, okay, it's our tax money. You get an income tax, but then that's regulated. They get to regulate how much you could get back on your income tax. So are truly, when we really look at it from those dynamics, are we really free? Or are we just employees of a corporation? You know, that's what we got to look at, because, you know, the more I hear us talk about it, I mean, we talk about the slavery more than any other people, and I think that is doing us a disservice, because at the end of the day, it makes us submissive, and other people look at us in a manner where we weak. What type of strength would it take to allow another people to conquer you for 4 centuries? I mean, that's just, to me, it doesn't really add up to really, now that I'm looking at things from a different perspective, and I always had questions about it, but now with the essential information that I've been fortunate enough to come across, and understand that there was peace treaties not made with the so-called Indians the way that they gave us, that the way that we see them now, but with us. And if you got a people, slaves, why do you need a peace treaty for slaves? You don't need a peace treaty because you didn't conquer the people. So, and the peace treaties was in 1700s and 1800s. So if it's 1700s and 1800s, we couldn't have been slaves for 400 years. And, you know, and then my wife was reading something in a book that she put me up on that showed me how the Mississippi River would go to so many different states. And during the time, they were transporting people from the Mississippi River to another state, telling them they taking them from Africa. So they telling people they brought these people from Africa. So we brought into it, and then we are limiting the intelligence of our ancestors by saying our ancestors wasn't intelligent enough to come here from Africa on boats on their own. They had to be brought by those who didn't look like us, you know, complexion-wise. So we got to really look at that story and how we keep perpetuated and how it really makes us look as a people by saying these things and giving these people that much power. And I end with that.
Yeah, you're right. Because I don't know if you two ever looked into the Jewish people when they was in concentration camps, and they still do a ceremony about, you know, being in there and how God, you know, freed them, and how they remember it. They remember it to make it better. But we know that once they came out of it, they made a pact with each other that they become doctors, lawyers, and people, like you said, people of power to make it better. Now, we did have a lot of downfalls that when we did start coming out of it, we had a lot of stipulations holding us back. As you said, where we at now in life, it should be nothing holding us back because we have the education, we have the revenue, and we have the means to make it better for us. So as you said, we have to learn how to turn it around to make it better for all of us and stop with the unity, because we can't be unified if we don't respect each other and know where we need to go. We know what we need to do. We need to stop sitting around here, giving into the things that they put in our neighborhoods to stop us from getting to where we should be, the drugs, the alcohol, all these things that prevent us from becoming the people that we could be because we're medicating ourselves with a whole bunch of stuff that's put down in our neighborhoods. When you drive out of our neighborhood, you don't see none of that stuff. They don't even call these stores liquor stores. It say wine and spirits. They don't have all the drive-in like we have. They don't have a corner store in every corner. We have to start waking up and realizing that we're not what we're supposed to be because we're still living the life that, like you said, of what people put in and let us think that this is the way we're supposed to be. It's not the way we're supposed to be. We should be better now. We should be better, and we should be higher than in our standards than what we are. We got to stop downing ourselves and start pressing on. Any more thoughts from either one?
No, I'm good. Mm-hmm.
Not really. That was what Shadi said about when they was bringing people from another state, and they was telling them they was bringing people from Africa. That's funny. I could see that. You know why I'm saying that? Because it's a movie that I think me and my sister saw. Well, a lot of people saw, but I don't remember the name of it, where it's a movie, Lisa, you know the name of it. Say like they had, say, like Eastside Park. No, not Eastside Park. That's too close to the highway. Say, like,
It was called
Eastside High School. Eastside High School up there by School 15. Say, like, up by School 15, School 15 football field is. Say, like, if they had a plantation there with slaves on it, and that's all the slaves knew. Now, all they had to do, if they just walked, you know, say, like, downtown, they would have seen that the world was there, but they never even left the plantation to know the world was there. It was something like that, but I can't really remember exactly how the movie went.
It was a plantation, and only 3 or 4 miles away, it was the city. It was a city, and everybody been slavery was over with, and people was living. And this girl, she ran away. And when she ran away, she ran into the highway. And she realized that all the people was living on a plantation, living like back in the day. The world had moved on, but the slave master never let his slaves be released or tell them that they were free, so they just kept living, being slaves. And she went back and saved them.
I saw the movie. I don't remember the name. T.T. Palmer played.
I thought it was Alice.
Yeah, that's the name of it. Nicole said Alice with Kiki Palmer. But that kind of reminded me of that when Shadi said that they was bringing people from different states or cities, whatever, and telling the people, like, they coming from Africa. We bringing these people from Africa. Like, there's so many tricks and, you know, things that, you know, was ran on people back then.
Yeah, it was. Well, anyone has any last things before I close out?
No, I was it was a good topic.
Okay, so yeah, I want to close.
Yeah, just tune in, you know, to Peep Game TV Live this Saturday. Should be having Nicole on, you know, as my guest. So, you know, tune in. And for those of you who haven't, you know, subscribed to the YouTube channel, subscribe and, you know, check out, you know, the new content. I'm striving to drop new content, like, every day now.
So Shadi has a show coming on Saturday at 8, Peep Show, and he's going to have Nicole Jackson Robinson on as a special guest, my daughter, and my brother, Randy, tomorrow, Keeping It Real podcast at 8 o'clock. So stay tuned, and just try to enjoy listening in. We all try to bring a little bit of encouragement and enlightenment in everybody's life. We're not trying to put nobody down. It's only our opinion what we bring up. But, you know, if we can help somebody and as time go on, then we did a good thing. If not, you know, maybe we'll hit them with another topic. To me, I'm realizing that, like my brother said and Shadi, freedom comes at a cost. And a lot of times we think we're free, and then we get hit in a situation and we realize that we really aren't free, or we're not established and have life like we think it is, because sometimes you get hit, you run into a wall, and you realize that you didn't come as far as you did. So, you know, just to wake up people a little bit sometime, because as one of you said, that we could get in trouble and stand in front of a judge, and we could get time, and then somebody else come in there and get no time. As I was saying about the bald eagle, if anybody killed a bald eagle, they could charge $5,000 to $50,000, and they could get a year in prison. But someone could kill us and get 2 years, or maybe no years and serve no time. We have to start really realizing that are we as important as animals or, you know, humans? You got to really start thinking about how people really say things and put things out there and make it seem like it's okay that you know that if you kill the animal, you're going to get more time than if you kill a human being. As I said, this is my birthday weekend, and I just want to tell everyone that it's a blessing for me from God to live to see another year, not only another year, but a year with numbers and moving forward. I hope I have some more good topics coming up, and I just want to thank the brothers in the house for helping me out, and that's what you do. You have each other back. We got to stop sitting around saying, you know, we don't got your back. You got to have somebody back. We can't make it in life if we don't have people. We all got, like we did in school, what the teacher used to tell us, everybody grab a hand, and we walk together. And we might didn't want to hold that person's hand, but we did. And if something happened, we was there. Start taking some of the things we learned and put in with us today. So we're going to take it out with another song, and everybody enjoy their evening. Take us out, bro. Oh.